Rashi brings down at the beginning of the parsha with Yankiv Avinu. Rashi says, what was behind this maisa of Vayifka Bamoko in Vayolem Shom? Rashi says like this. Says Rashi, V'im Toymar, U'kishe Ovar Yaakov Al Beis HaMikdosh, Madu Aloy Ikvoy Shom. Hakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't ma'akiv him over there. The Davin. Says Rashi, Ihu lo yohiv libei lehispalil bamokim shehispalilu avoisov, umina shamayim yaakvuhu. Doesn't work that way. Ihu ad choron ozel. He went till choron. Kimoto le choron omar. Efshir shavarti al mokim shehispalilu avoisai veloi hispalalti boy. How can it be? I didn't daven in the mokim amigdosh where Avrom and Yitzchok were mispalil. Yohiv daite lemaheder, v'chozer ad beisel v'kofza loy ha'oretz. Kofza loy ha'oretz, and the ganze mokoim of Harameria, the Beis Hamikdash, came to him, and he was able to daven his tefillah. I want to take out the Hesoiris, what we can see from this Rashi. Rashi's Loshen is a Shinui Loshen. When he was passing by the Mokrim, Rashi says, Ihu lo yohiv libei lehispalel. It's about the lave. If Yankiv Avinu would have had his oirus from the lave, that would have been enough to be zeiche to daven there. He would have had siyata d'shmaya. Min hashamayim, they're not ma'akiv you. They don't put you in that place. If you don't have his oirus to be there, to be in that Mokrim, to steig in that Mokrim, you're just passing by. At that point, it just would have taken his iris from the lave. But afterward, he missed it. The Lashon is Yohiv Daite Lemeheder. Das is more than the lave. Lave is a little bit. Das is a whole different process of a decision-making process. I missed out. I want to go back. Lemeheder. We see this Shinui Lashon over here. When he was in that mokrim and he had the opportunity with his oirus halev to be part of it, he would have had tremendous siyata d'shmaya. It's mashma min hashamayim. They would have made sure that market. They would have made sure habolatar masayinoy say that he was able, that he would have everything work out for him to daven properly. But he went by without the little bit of his oirus belev. But what happened afterward? It took much, much more. It took a yohiv daite. That's already, you're not there. It's not enough the lave should want to daven. You're not there, bichlal. You have to get back there, a yohiv daite to come back, and a yohiv daite l'maheder. This is the missed opportunity yisoid. There are times where a person has an opportunity. He's there. There's a shear right next to him. There's other inyonim where he's mamish ready, he's in the matzav, he has the opportunity to be oila in ruchnius, but he needs the yohiv libi. If he doesn't have the lave to take it in and be part of it, min hashamayim, they don't feed us. There's no spoon feeding min hashamayim. You have to have the yohiv libi first. What happens if you miss out that opportunity? It's not gone, but it takes a yohiv daite lemeheder. It takes much more. That's number one. But Rabbi Yisai, and here's the big Yisai. What happened when he was Yohiv Daite? Koftza loy ha'oretz. He had a mohir de kisiyata de shmaya, kfitas ha'oretz. And Rashi learns over here, the Ramban is Mayrich, there are two types of kfitas, and we show him. The regular kfitas ha'oretz is where the person reaches his destination in a shorter amount of time. Over here, it was a different kfitas ha'derech. Rashi says, the mokrim came to him, not that the person went to the place. He didn't have to travel. The mokrim came straight to him. It's a very rare kfitas haderech. The Ramban already is mairich on this. Yaakov Avinu was, once he had that yohiv daite, everything came to him on a silver platter. It was a siyata d'shmaya that he would not have had otherwise. Boy, so we learned this, Rashi, and we look at it that Yaakov missed out on an opportunity. Look what it took to bring it back with the Yohiv Daite. wouldn't it have been easier if he davened there the first time? There's a yesod from the Chiddushei Arim over here, Rabbi Isai. A Moed Gezach I saw brought down from the Chiddushei Arim that Be'emes, had Yaakov Avinu davened on the way there, it would not have been the same tefillah. He might not have been zoicha to this whole chaloim. When he was passing by anyway, it was agavdik. Had he davened, it would have been a tefillah. He would have had siyata d'shmaya, but it wouldn't have been everything that we have in the parsha. The whole chaloim with the malachim, it wouldn't have been the same. But after there was a missed opportunity, and Yaakov Avinu felt it, he felt something was missing. How can I miss out? It was a yohiv daite, and the ganze tefillah became a whole different zach. When he felt what was missing, that I missed out on an opportunity and I want it back, he reached a much bigger madrega with that than had he not missed it. Boisai, this is the yesod that a missed opportunity is. It's not only that even though you missed it, it's not gone, it's never too late, but it's adarabo, it's an opportunity. Like the Pachad Yitzchok says, it's a different teher. He says, Sheva yipoil tzadik v'kom. The chiddush is not that afal pisha nofal, he was come to be a tzadik. It's because he was nofal. Because of the nefila, and we still have that yohiv daite to get it back, you connect to it in a way that you could not have connected it to it the first time. We see so many times the late starters, be it Balei Tshuva, be it Andra, that Poshut weren't there, either in learning in Ruchnius, in Yiddishkeit, and they connect and they're zoicha to Kvitas HaDerech in an unbelievable way. We see Bochum and Avrechim in Yeshiva from the top, the top of the top, that have been learning 5-6 years. Some of them are Balei Tshuva, some late starters, because they had the Yohiv Daite. All of us, there's a bechina of a yohiv daite, reaching places that maybe we wanted to reach once upon a time, to strengthen ourselves in certain nekudas that we once upon a time had the opportunity and we thought we would. But when there's a yohiv daite, there's a miyuchadik ekfitzas haderech. It's a new opportunity to reach a place we would not have been there before. That's the limud here from Yaakov Avinu. And what was he zeichet to with his chaloim when he was vayolan shom? He saw malachei elokim oilim v'yordim boy. They were oilim v'yordim in the nefesh achayim. He brings down that what was nisgalet to Yaakov Avinu was the shechina was here. The malachim are going up and down. Boy means in Yaakov, that a person's maisim is what's mashpia and what's controlling the ganze oilam, the ganze galaxy. It's not about what's going on upstairs. It's what the person is doing. Person's maisim and his avoida, he pulls the strings on the malachim, on the hashkocha protis that happens. In the Shamshin Rufol Hirsch, he brings down over here that what was nizgala to Yankov was one yesoid. Iker shechina betachtoinim. That's where the Shechina is. He says that the halacha is when a person davens, Yohiv liboy lamaylo, the einov lamato. His lave has to be lamaylo, kosher to the Eibishter. But with the einov lamato, what's the inyan of einov lamato? Maybe one would say, Midercho anova, you look down. He says, no, because if you look up, you're looking up like the Shechina's vait. The Shechina's over there. And I have to send my tefillah up. No, you focus on the Shechina. It's right here where you're davening. You're oymed lifnei Hashem. It's einov lamata. You're bringing the Shechina down here. Yaakov Avinu was going now to Golus alone. No money. Eliphaz took it all. Going away from the Mokem Amigdosh. Going away from the Beis Medrash. Shem the Aver. The Oihel of Yitzchak. Leaving it all. Going to Beis Lavan to Choron with nothing. Alone. And the Eibishter was, seemingly leaving a Mokum Kedusha, going to the darkest places. And the Eibishter was megalat him that the Shechina is on him with his Maisa. Everything he does will be Kaveya. Where the Malachim go, what the Malachim do. In the Sfas Emes, he brings down that This was one of the darkest times from the Midrashim in Yaakov Avinu's life. It was dark. The mountains were kaviyochel caving in on him with nothing here. Esa einai elohorim was his tefillah. And says the Sfas Emes, the Yesod is in the darkest places, the mokum with his tremendous tumah, that's where it could be in his galah, the biggest or. The person has that yohev daite to get out of it. All it takes is the decision. Doesn't even say that Yaakov Avinu started walking back. A yohev daite with a hachlota, a kabbalah, which is always the hardest part, to make that decision that I'm going to be bigger and better. We're going to make tikkunim. To make that decision is the hardest part, because who knows if I'll be able to. But the secret is the kofza haoretz comes afterward. You just have to make the decision. Don't think about what's going to be afterward. The yohiv daite, and then automatically there's a kofza haoretz with a tremendous siyata deshmaya. And boy, say, have a good Shabbos.